Hi, everybody out there. This is Mr. Williford at Joe Baca Middle School, Colton Joint Unified School District, and I'm with
Hamish Brewer, the relentless skateboarding tattooed principal,
and Dr. Andy Jacks, principal Ashland Elementary School.
And we're here today because they did an amazing professional development here for all of our K through 12 staff in regards to how do we get schools to really grow and support student learning, and how we have it come from love and coming from within. So my first big question to you guys is how do we get this to happen to where schools really reach out to our kids and make sure that learning is happening in a level of love?
Yeah, one of the first things to think about is how we feel about the work that we do. You know, what drives us? Why are we there? What motivates us? And I think all of us come from a different place and have different experiences, and that's okay. And I think we need to understand each other and where we're coming from and find some common ground so that we all sort of have that same common goal together. I think that's an essential part of this, is really understand why we're all there.
Yeah, you know, I talk a lot about legacy and elevating the work that we do, both as professionals and personally, elevating that legacy, what we want to be a part of. You know, I think people want to come to school and be part of something special. People today want to know that the work that they're doing means something, that they're a part of something, that they're contributing. And so, you know, your school and the work that you do revolves around making sure that we get those experiences and opportunities out there for everybody.
And then you said two key things. Of course, you said about legacy, and of course, you said about love and interaction at your school site. How do we create those environments to make sure we do leave a lasting legacy and we do create an environment where love is really that forefront?
Yeah, I think one is having really meaningful relationships with not just staff members, but with students and their families, because you know, all those things, those emotions come from having supporting them and what they need and understanding what makes them want to be in school and be successful in school. And ultimately, it's about those students being successful, right? We don't shy away from the idea that we want every child to be really successful in our schools. And we don't give excuses for why it doesn't happen. We just come up with new programs or new things or new inspiration to make everyone be successful.
Yeah, I think every day we want school to be an experience, an opportunity for kids to be themselves, be advocated for, you know, advocating for every single child so that they can have an amazing experience and be loved on, you know, a school built around love and the opportunity to feel loved. You know, you might be the only person that week, that day, that weekend that tells a kid you love them, you know, and creating an environment where teachers feel nurtured and uplifted and surrounding yourself with people that lift you up and make you better each and every day. I mean, Andy and I talk about this stuff every day.
And then lastly, again, before we finish up our passing the period here today, what kind of messages can you give out there to educators, teachers, principals, examples that they can use so that way we can make this a hot spot of the whole world instead of just being little pockets out there?
Yeah, well, really, I think that every single person can be a leader within the school. It doesn't take just the principal or assistant principal or anybody else to transform a school. I think transforming comes from within, and anyone can make that happen and start that sort of revolution within your school. And all you got to do is step up and take on these challenges and start to help inspire others. And sometimes it starts with just one more person, mm-hmm. and you get one more other person. And the more you do that, the more you'll find that it'll be a place where people want to be and be special.
Yeah, I think it's about being connected too, you know, connecting with the people locally around you, your colleagues around you, connecting in your district, and then at a state and national level, getting involved in your organizations, whether it be a teacher one or a principal organization such as NASP, and being connected. You know, we live in a world today that's far different to what our kids, what we grew up in as kids, and creating that experience for everybody and being connected that way. And I think Andy and I are so passionate about sharing our love of teaching and our love of school culture and our love of schools and making a difference for all kids that we just love getting out there and sharing those experiences. There's so many amazing people out there doing amazing work all across the country. It's not just guys like you and me. It's everyone's got a great story.
Yeah, and our goal isn't just that our schools are successful. We are out here because we want to help every single school be successful. We want to give away all of our secrets, any little tips that we have, and learn from others as well. And, you know, if we can get every student in the nation to be successful, that's where we're going. Such high expectations, and that's where we should all do this together.
Well, I gotta tell you guys are two of my biggest role models. I thank you guys for all the inspiration you give to me, and keep doing the excellent work you guys are doing out there. I can't thank you guys enough for all of our kids out there in the nation.
I appreciate it. And if you get a chance to get out here, come out here to Colt Joint. I tell you what, this place is lit. It's a good time.
Yeah, man, they're on fire out here. Really appreciate you having us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys again.